gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the best odor eliminator you will ever find. I highly recommend it. And you can find it at SCOE10X.com. It's not expensive, and it will take care of your job that you need done at home, in the office, or even in the car. SCOE number 10X.com. Don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. And join me in Italy, departing on September 30th of this year. We'll be going to Italy and checking out the historic wineries and the chef-led cooking classes, as well as much more. So check it out at 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or just go to TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear. She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair. And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair. I even heard her singing in the alley. She's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real. She's always late for everything, except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel Maria's not an asset to the Abbey. I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
Boy, that nun must be taking testosterone or something. Did you hear that laugh?
Smoking a couple packs a day, man, hitting it hard.
I don't know. It's how I'm possessed there. I've seen that scary movie before.
You know, those nuns.
Well, welcome to Talking Pets, everybody. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. I went to a Catholic school. I remember what it was to be around nuns. I've had
nuns. We have.
I've had plenty of a ruler snapped on my knuckles, but wow. I think the worst memory was I was stuck up in the attic and cleaning desks with a toothbrush.
Oh man, that's brutal.
And
we
had
other brutal things.
I wasn't even a bad kid. I was a pretty good kid. I don't know
sure
what I did.
You were.
I was.
I got in trouble for laughing. You know. Every progress report, it was like, Maria's doing very well and blah, 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 but she talks so much. She talks so much. She talks too much. And look at us now.
Did they stick you in the corner with a dunce hat on?
No, never. I would get yelled at, but I was too scared of them. I would always get yelled at for talking and laughing. And I was like terrified. It's like, no. Even the lay teachers would come around with their pointers, and remember the old school metal desks? They'd come along and whap it on the hollow part of the desk, like bad kid
so
in
loud.
Front of you. Oh my God! You went
I
to
remember
Catholic
those
school
days
too?
Only too well.
Yeah,
but
God.
Sounds like a movie. Well, speaking of movies, though, if you're going to the movies, your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's been so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in the small sadness and my shoes are all tight. Always make it to my seat.
So if you're going to the movies this week, gang, your top five movies as of last week. Send Help was number one. In 2 weeks, it's made $38 million, and it's been in number one now for the last 2 weeks. I have not had a chance to screen it, and I'm very disappointed. I don't know what is going on, but I haven't screened many movies at all this year. And I'm dying to see that one. So that was number one. Number two, Solo Mio. No idea on that one either. $9.8 million in 1 week. Did okay. Iron Lung, $31 million in 2 weeks. Didn't screen that one either. Stray Kids, The Dominant Experience? No idea. But it opened up at number four with $6.7 million. And Dracula has been done again. It's opened up with $4.4 million in 1 week. So I'm low on the screenings, apparently, so I don't have any that I can tell you about. But those were your top five movies. So feel free to check them out. I did screen one the other night, but I'm not allowed to talk about it yet because it doesn't come out until next month. So, yes, no ruler in this case, though. Although
you can't even say the name.
If I did say the name, somebody probably snapped me from somewhere out there with a ruler.
Be in trouble. A pointer or a ruler.
And then you got to go up to the board and you got to write, "I'm a bad boy," 1,000 times on the blackboard.
I had to do that. I will not talk in class. I had to write that 100 times on paper.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, you know, growing up at that time, though, we were kept in order for the most part. Not like kids these days.
You're cleaning a desk with a toothbrush.
Yeah, I know.
Fear and intimidation.
Yep.
That's how they kept.
Well, you were able to spank back then, and I remember getting spanked many times. But
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah.
But both of you, hush up. So I got to ask you, speaking of spanking, Maria.
Jeez.
We need to get back to the animals right now.
Well, that is the animal thing that I'm going through. Like in the old days, people used to use a newspaper or a magazine or even their hand to spank a dog if it misbehaved. But that's not what we do these days, right?
No. And really, if you're doing that, go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and hit yourself in the mirror and say, "Bad human." Because really, I mean...
I forgot to take my medicine. Well,
If the dog has, you know, accidents or is chewing things or is doing something, what are you doing to prevent those behaviors from happening? And, you know, are you crate training? Did you go to a positive reinforcement trainer? That's super important. You know, you don't need to use, unfortunately, punishment is alive and well all these years. It's still out there and it's pretty heavy. And it's not needed. You know, we use evidence-based methods because they work and they're not harmful. And really, you know, if your dog is having accidents, you have to look at your management, your schedule with them, especially if they're a puppy. Do they need more enrichment toys? A lot of our dogs need so much more exercise than we could ever think of. So
yeah,
it's really important to exercise.
And the main thing, too, is like if you pay attention to your pet's behaviors and their body language, you can really predict a lot and tell a lot from what's going on. So, you know, learn from that for one thing. You never want to strike a pet.
You're creating fear. You're using your hands. Or if you're going to use punishment from a supposed trainer that's going to come into your house and slap a shock collar on your dog, well, you know, you need to really be very, very weary of that and go hire somebody who does not use any punishment at all.
So,
period.
I was out in Vegas, and I was doing a show out there, and there was a guy with a dog in the studio with us there, and the guy had a shock collar on the dog. That dog did not smile. That dog did not wag a tail. That dog didn't even move. It was basically a statue. So I asked him, I said, take that collar off that dog and put it on me. And once the collar came off the dog was a dog. Tail was wagging, right. Smiling. It was absolutely like amazing. But during the show, he shocked me several times, and it went from 1 to 30. I made it to number 3. And when I felt it go from my head all the way down into my toes, I was like, I'm done. No more shocking. So, and it goes up to 30. Could you imagine what your dog feels? So don't use shock collars, please.
No.
We've got to take a break.
You can't measure pain.
We'll be right back with more of Talking Pets.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight or a kid.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942. And refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Animal fighting, particularly dog fighting and cock fighting, continues in Pennsylvania and nationwide despite strong state laws. Law enforcement officials say these activities often involve illegal gambling and organized crime, prompting support for stronger federal enforcement through the Bipartisan Fight Act. Backed by more than 500 organizations, including Pennsylvania's chiefs of police, sheriffs, and district attorneys associations, the legislation would amend the Animal Welfare Act to enhance enforcement tools. Supporters are urging House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson to include it in the upcoming Farm Bill. The Fight Act would ban online gambling on animal fights, prohibit shipping mature roosters through the United States Postal Service, allow citizen-led enforcement lawsuits, and enable forfeiters of property used in animal fighting operations. Advocates argue these added federal measures are necessary, even though Pennsylvania already classifies animal fighting as a felony. Recent cases in Pennsylvania include a 2025 dogfighting investigation in West Hazleton involving 28 pit bulls and a Bucks County cockfighting ring tied to narcotic trafficking. Advocates also warn that cockfighting poses risks to the poultry industry through potential avian disease spread. Supporters say animal fighting is a widespread organized crime enterprise with international connections, and they emphasize the need for stronger federal tools to better protect animals and communities. For more news, visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word. Make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Proving my right song.
Probably one of the best fight songs out there, actually.
Right.
Yep. So, Maria?
Yes, John.
Are you ready?
I am so ready. What do you have for me?
Let the games begin!
If you can identify this animal sound, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound if you know you can win a prize? And I will tell you, they get their color from food that they eat. They're not born that color. That's your hint. 818-818-6401. And if you win, you can pick out a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Pets, Pets, Pets. We have The Word of Dog, another book by Mark Rollins. It's a hardcover. We have the from Good Pets Foods. We have the supplement treats for dogs. We also have the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We'll take out any kind of odors that you have. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD. He belongs to a group. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We also do have from Silly Beads by Kayla. You can go with the Starbucks handle. You can go with the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, or you can go the best is yet to come badge holder. So if you attend a lot of conventions, you can use that there. So that is what you can win, as well as we have a hippo calendar if you still need a calendar for the year. I like these wall calendars because I put all my appointments on them. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. Take a guess. 818-818-6401. What creature is that? And they get their color from what they eat. They're not born that color. 818-818-6401. What type of creature is that? So, Maria.
Yes, John.
How do we say Maria? You like my beard, huh? You saw it on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio.
I do, yes.
Yeah, I never grow a beard.
It looks good.
This is the first time that I've kept it.
Yeah, so,
you're getting
I've only seen you with a goatee.
Yeah,
I've never seen you with a beard like that. It looks
and
good.
It's all white.
So you got the beard going, you got the shirt open, just
right?
putting on a show for Facebook.
I am, apparently.
Come on. Yeah,
we got to get those views up. Come on, at Talking Pets Radio. Do I need to take this shirt off?
Yeah.
818-818-6401. What?
Only fans. Talking Pets.
There you go.
Let's go. Oh, my God.
So I wanted to ask you, dogs that hear constant calling or repeated words, do they, after a while, learn to ignore them even when a dog parent is in sight? Or do they
like
behaviorally...
repeating commands?
Yeah.
That type of thing? Yeah, like a lot of times, you know, I always tell... people, if you tell your dog to sit, you could be like, sit, 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 and they sit on that, you know, and I'm like, test it out. Say, just say, sit, and the dog sits, and it's like, okay, let's look at that. How many times have you repeated it? Now you're screaming, and now your dog listens. Let's change that. Let's teach your dog to learn to come into your world and sit the first time. How's about we don't say anything at first and we just shape that behavior of your dog sitting, which most dogs normally just sit down, and then you reinforce that and then add the cue in. So your cue is sit, just like that. You know,
I am sitting.
Good job. You're a good boy, John.
Where's my treat?
I'm not there. I give you a hug across the state.
It sounds like you're here. Hey,
I'm there.
We're going to go out to Southern Oregon. We're going to speak with Jason. Jason thinks he knows what this is. What is it, Jason? What creature makes that sound?
Is it a flamingo?
Very good. You actually knew that, or did you know it because I said they get their color from what they eat?
Yeah, it was the hint that you gave.
Yeah, okay. I thought that might have been a giveaway. So... what do you want to go with? We've got the books, we've got the SCOE 10X, we've got the dog treats, we've got the CD from Gino Sasani. What's tickling your feather? And we have the hippo calendar as well.
Let's do the dog treats.
You got the dog treats coming out to you from Good Pets Foods. Stay on the line there, Jason, and we'll ship those out to you. And thanks for playing. It was a flamingo. Flamingos are not naturally pink. Their color comes from... the food they eat.
It's
like shrimp. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Devin Leach.
And that's Jason in Southern Oregon. Congratulations.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion hearing aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. And they live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
The mystery of a snow leopard is like no other. Snow leopards are famously elusive, and that mystery extends to their love lives. Living in the remote, rugged mountains of Central Asia, these big cats breed in ways shaped by isolation, harsh climates, and survival instincts. Snow leopards mate only once a year, typically between January and March. This tight window ensures that cubs are born in late spring or early summer, when temperatures are milder and prey is more available. When a female is in estrus, she signals her readiness through scent marking, rolling on the ground, and vocalizations, including a unique howling call that can echo across rocky valleys. Males respond by following scent trails left on rocks and ridgelines. Unlike lions, snow leopards are solitary. A male and female may stay together for several days during mating season. They mate frequently during this short period, sometimes dozens of times, which increases the likelihood of successful fertilization. Like many big cats, mating can appear aggressive. The male may bite the female's neck during copulation, a behavior thought to stimulate ovulation. Afterward, the pair quickly separates and returns to solitary life. After a gestation of about 90 to 100 days, the females give birth to 1 to 3 cubs in a rocky den lined with her fur. She raises the cubs alone, teaching them to hunt and navigate steep mountain terrain. Cubs stay with their mother for up to 2 years before venturing off on their own. Because snow leopards are endangered and difficult to observe in the wild, much of what we know comes from camera traps and conservation research. Every successful mating in the wild is critical to sustaining their fragile population, estimated at fewer than 7,000 worldwide. In the frozen heights of Asia's mountains, even romance is rare, and survival is everything. For more news, visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
High in the mountains where the cold winds blow, lives a ghost in the snow that's hard to follow. Thick fur coat and a tail so long, camouflage quiet but mighty and strong. Climbing cliffs with powerful.
Maryland has introduced the first comprehensive statewide law in the United States to protect trap, neuter, return, TNR programs, and community cats. Known as ASH laws, the legislation was drafted with guidance from Alley Cat Allies and formally introduced in the House and Senate on February 5th. The bill would establish TNR as an official state policy for unowned outdoor cats, ensuring they are humanely trapped, sprayed, or neutered, vaccinated, ear-tipped, and returned to their outdoor homes. It would also prevent local jurisdictions from banning or restricting TNR and protect caregivers from being penalized for returning cats after sterilization. Named after Ash, a community cat, and her kittens who were killed after being impounded in 2016, the law aims to end lethal policies and promote humane, evidence-based care for cats. if passed, ASH laws would position Maryland as a national leader in community cat protection and set a precedent for other states. For more news, visit TalkingPets.com and join our social media. I'm Devin Leach.
He goes on the prowl each night like an alley cat, looking for some new delight like an alley cat. You know she can't trust him out of sight, and there's no doubt of that. He just don't know wrong from right like an alley cat. He meets them and loves them like the cats are nobody's.
I love old music.
I mean, that's no yeah.
I don't know why. It's just, I could just, you know, I want to say it sounds clean. And it does, to the brain. But I have to admit, when I'm researching music and everything for the show, I have listened to some songs from the 40s and the 20s and the 30s that I cannot play on the radio.
This is what you would think would be the music you'd be playing in the 50s, 60s
that is,
style nightclub.
It is. That's the older music. Yep. But I'll tell you, I'll research and look for something like on a cat or a dog, and I'm like, I can't play that on the air.
This is a great song. Oh, my God.
I mean, you think back in the 20s and 30s and stuff, that music was a little more cleaner. Uh-uh.
Now, can be... further from the truth.
Yeah, I mean, not as bad as it is now. I mean, it's now. Extensive now, but yeah. But there are songs back then that were a little bit, like, questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many.
Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
Really? Mm. Okay. We'll play one more game, and it will be Name That Animal Sound. So I'll put this one out there. We have used this one before, so you might know it, but... I think it's a pretty cool sound. And if you can guess what animal makes this sound, you can pick one of the prizes we mentioned earlier. What's the matter, Devin? You look stumped over there.
I'm not stumped. It's just a weird sound.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Maria, do you have an idea?
Not really. Like, the last one, I was like, oh, that sounds like a frog. And then you're like... but what they eat changes their color. Oh, that blows that out of the water.
Well, the hint on this one, they can catch human cold and other respiratory diseases. They can catch the human cold and other diseases. 818-818-6401. Call 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize if you know what creature makes that sound. So pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, we want to talk to you. So take a shot. New AI tool helps reunite lost pets faster. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm John Patch. A new artificial intelligence platform is helping reunite lost pets with their families faster than ever. The technology uses facial recognition to match photos of found pets with lost pet reports submitted online. Early trials show the system can identify unique markings on dogs and cats with impressive accuracy. Animal welfare groups say the tool could dramatically reduce shelter strays and stress for pets and others alike. For Talking Pets, I'm John Patch. So on that little news bit, Maria, AI is really taking over. I know I'm involved in using it now, and apparently we can identify our pets. So if you're caught in a tornado or a hurricane or something of the aspect, and they find these animals, they can identify the animals and the owner by the ideal look of the pet. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. There's been some concerns about privacy, and I know one of the camera companies was like, okay, we're not going to do that, but I guess they're still going to do the identification, because I think that's important. It's just another tool to get our pets back with us, and like the microchipping and that type of thing. But if you can get a visual on a pet, that's huge. I know we have two cats that make an appearance on our cameras out front, like in the middle of the night, and we just see them going by. Then it takes a little snapshot of them. And I do get notifications on one of the, we have two different cameras on one of the cameras that we have. We get notifications like, oh, my dog was lost, or, oh, I found a cat, you know, on such and such street. So I think any kind of crowdsourcing like that of getting the community involved, I think it's really important and a great tool.
But AI is definitely taking advantage in a lot of different ways, in good ways, mm-hmm. but I'm a little worried about the bad ways, which we're starting to see. But still, microchipping, as you mentioned, is still one of the best ways to go with identifying your pets.
Yeah.
Not too many people do tattoos anymore, and there are the collars with the, you know, with the tag, but sometimes they fall off, or sometimes they're taken off. But one
right.
good thing that you want to remember, if you're in a prone area where there's, well, in these days, pretty much anywhere, known for disastrous occurrences with weather, you want to make sure you always have a current picture of your pet with you. Because mm-hmm. In order to get your pet back sometimes, you're going to have to show that.
Right.
And even more so now that AI is involved, they're going to be able to say for sure that that dog or that cat is absolutely yours based on the markings. But we're going to go out real quick to John in Grants Pass, Oregon, and John knows what this is. What do you think,
well,
John? What is that?
Well, after your clue, the only thing I could think of was COVID-19. So a bat?
A bat. So
I that love it.
COVID-19 is a bat? Well,
honey, I have some bad news.
You're wrong.
I feel like you should get a second chance for the joke. The joke was good.
Yeah, the joke was good. So I'm gonna give you a second chance, and I will tell you, if this thing ever flew, it would be a miracle. This creature, and they are very big. And I'm trying not to give it away too quickly, but they're large creatures. And they're native to the forests of Central Africa.
An orangutan?
Well, you're so mean, John.
Well, before we go to a break, I'll give you one more shot. One more shot. And they share about 98% of their DNA with humans.
A chimpanzee?
I tried so hard.
Hard.
I mean, he's in the right species.
John's not
Day,
in a
John.
He's not in a loving mood.
No,
I guess not.
No, but I will say, John, you've made it a lot easier for somebody else to call in over the break. So
all the primates.
Yeah. So there's only there's more than one, but there is one left. But it's not the chimpanzee. Thanks, John. Thanks for trying.
No problem.
That's John out there in Grants Pass, Oregon. So close. So close.
So far.
But you got to think bigger. Bigger. Now a light bulb went off in Devin's head, our producer. He's like, I know what it is now.
I know.
How did you not know after he was wrong on the other ones?
I don't know. I'm just listening to you. You're like, yes, I get to hit no.
98% of our DNA.
You're a loser.
He had such a smile on his face when he hits the no button.
Yeah, well.
I know. He likes it.
I do. They're fun.
You do. Yeah, see?
But we want a winner, though. So call 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident
and think you deserve compensation? Listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan-favorite cheddar or our bold new six-pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRN Talk. That's CRN Talk. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation, share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I hardly drink at all. Although I do drink, but not much at all.
I know you go out tonight, John. You know, showing off the chest hair. You know, you might get some free drinks, you know. Who knows?
Get that gold chain out.
Yeah, there we go.
Come on, Guido.
Whatever. Well, this is Pick on John Day, apparently.
No, so, his sexy beard, everything. Go for it. Come on.
See, Devin said, she's your hype man.
If you're watching, you can watch at Talkin' Pets Radio on our Facebook. But I grew a beard, and Devin said I look like that, one of those like crime shows.
Yeah, like 1970s, 80s detective. Got the shirt open. I told him he just needs to get the glasses on and just rip them off. Like, it was murder.
Well, we're going to go out to KCBQ in San Diego County, or San Diego out there. So, but it's actually Chula Vista. And we're going to go to Bruce because Bruce, listening on AM 1170 or maybe 96.1 FM, can tell us what this is. I know you know what it is, Bruce. What is it?
I'm thinking of a gorilla.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. It is a gorilla. So you've been paying attention, apparently, and you knew that everything else was mentioned except for the big guy, right?
Yeah, well, the sound is very similar to my father when he gets mad at me.
I don't remember that sound with my dad.
Yeah. Well.
But it's a weird sound, though. So bizarre. But, yeah, that's the sound that they make.
It is. Well, I have to tell you, I was a member, a sustaining member for over 50 years of the world-famous San Diego Zoo.
Oh, I love the San Diego Zoo.
I spent years down there. I just love that place. And it really set the standard for zoos throughout the world.
You know, I got to tell you, I went there years ago in the beginning ages of doing the show. I was just a kid back then. But I went with Joan Embry. Matter of fact, I'm looking at her picture right now here in the studio. She autographed one of the pictures for me when I was there. But we did a show together. We did Talking Pets there together at the zoo live. And she was bringing all these different animals in. I felt like David Letterman. But it was like, it was so cool. But I fell in love with one animal, and it was a porcupine. The weirdest that I thought I would ever fall in love with. She brought him out, and I always thought porcupines, you don't want to go near them, you don't want to touch them, which you don't. But we were feeding him, and I became fascinated with this creature because every time he started eating, he made this noise like, I couldn't stop laughing. Bruce, I was laughing so hard. But I love Joan Embry, and I haven't talked to her in a long time, and that's my fault. But her and her husband, Dwayne, they have their own amount of animals at their property. But I know when she left the San Diego Zoo, she went off on her own. But the San Diego Zoo is great. Have you been to the wildlife, the other part of it? I forget what it's called.
The Wild Animal Park.
Thank you. Yes, have you been there?
Yes, many times. It's wonderful, and they have changed it a little bit more. So if you haven't been in a while, it pays to go out there. There's a lot to see and learn.
That was the one that I did not go to. I was in for a short period. We did the show at the San Diego Zoo, and then they took me for lunch at it was on a cliffside, La Jolla Beach. Yeah, that was it, La Jolla. We went and had lunch there, and we overlooked like a cliff, and I think Wallen has his whale exhibits there as well. And it just fascinating. San Diego is a beautiful city, and I loved every bit of it.
Well, I was born in Washington, D.C., and raised and educated all through Maryland, including college. But when I came to San Diego, my father had gotten off the boat here at the end of World War II in the U.S. Navy. And if he didn't have a family back in Washington, D.C. to go back home to, he told me he would have stayed here. People that did stay here bought up land and today don't have to worry ever for anything because the price is so high. But on resale value of land. But this is the one place in the country that you can depend on having a picnic any day of the year. I have not seen snow in over 50 years, and it is just absolutely lovely.
I've heard that about San Diego, that it has, like, the perfect weather. I mean, I'm in Tampa Bay, where we produce the program out of, but and our weather is great, but, I mean, I won't call it perfect, because during the summer it's unbearably hot, and this year our winter has been extremely cold. So I have banana trees in my yard, and I lost all of them. So it was 32 degrees at one point here. And,
I've never seen that here. It does not snow. It is like springtime all year round. But what I like, because I'm from Washington, D.C., raised in Maryland, where it's humid. We don't have that humidity west of the Rockies.
Yeah,
and it is a dry climate, so if you find yourself sweating anywhere in the country, you might want to look at going west of the Rockies. And someone told me recently that the boreal forest in Canada is where the moisture comes south, hits the Rocky Mountains, and then goes east, causing all the eastern states to be humid. I'd never thought of it that way. That could be the whole reason for the higher humidity on the East Coast. But the West Coast, oh, it's dry. It's beautiful.
No, the humidity here is a killer. It's a killer on the East Coast.
The only thing they don't have here are the movies. As soon as I met some of the girls here, I said, "You're not blonde. All the girls are brunette." And I said, but in the movies, all the California girls are blonde, blue-eyed. And they all surf.
Well, I'm blonde and blue-eyed.
You, sir?
My mom had blue eyes, too. I didn't even know it for years. And,
yeah,
and she told
my grandmother.
I finally looked at her, and she really was blue-eyed.
Yeah, my grandmother came over from Poland, so I'm 100% Polish, so we all are blonde-haired and blue-eyed. But, Bruce, we got to end the show for this hour, but I want to ask you real quick, what do you think you want to go with? Did you have one in mind? We have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. We got the Pets, Pets, Pets book. We have the Word of Dog book. Dog treats from Good Pets Foods. What do you think?
On the Word of Dog, is that talking about different breeds or what?
It's a novel, and it's by Mark Rowlands. It's actually got high reviews, according to my nephew, because he was looking at it just now. So do you want to go with that? Because I got 10 seconds to say goodbye.
Yes, let's do that. And
you got it. Hold on. Don't hang up. We got to get your address. Spay and neuter. We'll be, thanks for joining us here on Talking Pets. Love you, Maria.
Love you, too, Johnny.
Bye. Are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.